And the speaker is Brian H. from San Diego.
Hello, everybody. My name is Brian. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Santa Cruz, from Central California. My sobriety date is September 5th, 2017. I started drinking when I was 11 years old. Now I'm 49. And I stopped drinking just 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. And I believe I was born with the disease. My grandmother, she was a drinker, and she drank herself to death when she was 50 years old. And now I myself am almost 50. And I realize I don't want to die like her. My mother, she wasn't a drinker, so I really can't blame my family. You know, it was my choice to drink. So I realized 2 years ago, I had an accident. I had a head injury, and I blame the other driver. And I took a look at the picture that they had taken, and I had actually crossed the line, so it was my fault. And before that accident, I was 2 months sober. I had been involved in a different treatment in L.A. It was another deaf program called Awakening. So I had finished that, and I had been almost 3 months of I had graduated almost 3 months before then. I was in Santa Cruz, and I was just sober for 1 week, and I didn't have a sponsor at the time. I really wasn't working the 12 steps, so after the accident, I realized that I started having the shakes, and I realized I needed help. So after that, I decided to enter a second treatment program here in San Diego, and it's also a deaf treatment program called SOL, which is Signs of Life. So I was in that program for 9 months. I was very angry in the beginning. I wasn't happy because, you know, I missed my hometown. And they made me come to AA meetings. I didn't want to be here. I had actually started AA when I was 16. You know, I got DUI when I was 16. So, and then I had another DUI when I was 17. And, you know, I had already experienced AA 4 different times between 16 and 22 years old. And I was really in denial. You know, I'm like, I only went to AA because it was court ordered. I wasn't ready. I didn't want to stop. You know, I love drinking. And so I was mad that I was caught. Now when I look back, I realize, you know, I have this disease. The more I attend AA meetings and I hear everybody's stories and their speakers and their sharing, you know, I can really identify with them. And it has opened my eyes. Now I realize we are the same. And I can relate. Also, you know, so I realize I am sick. and I need to work on these steps. So I found a sponsor. That was very important for me because it really helped teach me, how to read the book. Because, you know, English isn't a strong language for the deaf community, so I was really struggling with the English in the book. And so with my sponsor, we were able to work the steps and break it open, and it really helped me understand better. I was stuck on step four for like 6 months. Yeah, that was a tough step for me. But the more you work it, the more it really causes you to open up slowly to possibilities. It wasn't easy. You know, I had grown up holding everything in and hiding everything, and I didn't want to, open up myself to these possibilities. So going to these meetings and attending them helped me to open up more. And I realized the more I was able to share, the more I healed. I realized that I'm becoming more honest and open and willing to do everything. You know that triangle? You know, those three things that are important: service, unity, and recovery. So for service, I serve the deaf community. You know, I give them rides to meetings, to events, everything. It's really important to have this fellowship. That really helps us, this fellowship, that unity. It really supports us to assist us in recovery. And my sponsor has really helped me. And because of that, it allows me to help other people. And we really need that support and help. It's very important. Now I can see hope and strength. Because when I first entered AA, there wasn't any hope. I didn't see it. You know, it took me a while. And now, AA, I realize, has really helped me. It's helped me stay sober. You know, having a commitment and service is really important. You know, it keeps me busy. It doesn't keep me, holed up somewhere. And I'm very grateful for AA because now, you know, before I had a 36-year drinking career, and now I realize I can live healthy in a healthy way and be happy again. So it's really beautiful. So thank you.